joined in the studio by Tracy Johnson, Partnership Liaison Officer, and also on Zoom, Tammy Stone, Long-Term Conditions Lead from Vita Health Group and NHS Talking Therapies. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Morning.
Great to talk to you both. Live in the studio with me is Tracy. So first off, let's talk to you, Tracy. So tell us about your role and the work that you do.
We come in to talk about our service. So we are the NHS Talking Therapies for Basildon, Brentwood, Billericay and Wickford. So what does that mean? If you are in that area and you are suffering with low mood, anxiety, stress, a little bit of depression, we say reach out to us to get the help that you need. And if you come to us, we can give you some therapy to get you back on track. Your GP does refer to us, but you don't need to go to the GP. So you can come straight in, and you're thinking, how do I do that? Well, so our phone number is 01268 977 171. So you can just give us a call, and you'll speak to a therapist there, which will book you into an assessment. You can go onto our website, vitahealthgroup.co.uk. As you go onto the website, a chatbot appears and they will ask you some questions, and then you'll be able to access the service that way. Or there is a form on the website that you can fill out too. So what we're doing is outreach in the community to let the people know that we are here, and if you are struggling, you can come and get help with us with therapy. But there's also something else I want to let everyone know about. Underneath the hub on our website, we've got our podcasts and our webinars, and you can download those to your phone and listen to them. Lots of different topics, like sleep, stress, family stress, exam stress, anxiety. So there's a lot of topics on there, including long-term conditions, what we're going to talk about today with Tammy on with us. So if you do have a long-term condition and you are struggling with the mental side of that long-term condition, which many people often do, especially when newly diagnosed, or maybe you've been having diabetes for a long period of time and it gets you down. I mean, I can see how it does. Come to us and we can help you with that, dealing with that low mood.
And the best thing of all, it is free.
Absolutely. It's completely free of charge. So don't sit there and let it drag on. If you think, oh, I'm really struggling for a couple of weeks, I'm really stressed, I'm quite anxious, and this is really getting on top of me and making me feel low in mood, do something about it. Come and talk to us. We're here to help you.
Fabulous. And all the details will be up on the website as well. Now, joining us through the magic of the internet is Tammy Stone, Long-Term Conditions Lead at Vita Health Group. So a very good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us about your role and also how you got into the role that you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, well, I started working off in the physical healthcare sector initially in my career as a dietitian. And as I was working as a dietitian with people, I was really interested in how our mood can affect how we experience living with a long-term condition. So kind of what I mean by long-term condition is conditions like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, respiratory conditions, musculoskeletal pain. So usually a condition that's lasting longer than 12 months and often affects kind of how we live day to day, and often has a treatment plan that goes alongside of it. So yeah, really interested in how our mood can affect how we live with these long-term conditions. So then what I did is kind of did a bit of retraining, and I became a cognitive behavioral therapist with a special interest in supporting those with long-term conditions.
So if somebody's under the hospital at the moment, they can actually come to you without referring to their doctor and just say, you know, it could be somebody with long-term pain, maybe back pain, stuff like that, that they can come to you separately for help.
Absolutely, yeah. So if someone's listening today and you're thinking, yeah, I've got a long-term condition and it really does affect how I'm feeling and my emotional well-being is impacted by having this long-term condition, then those people can refer themselves into us directly, and we have bespoke models of treatment to help support that person in bringing in both their physical health needs and their mental health needs together, because they are joined up, they're directly connected, and we look at lots of different ways of adapting certain lifestyle factors, our thought processes, our behaviors, to hopefully improve how we feel. And then often if we feel a little bit better, we can kind of cope and manage our long-term condition a little bit better, ultimately with that aim of improving our quality of life with living with a long-term condition.
And is this open to people that might have a life-limiting illness, say it could be cancer or it could be Parkinson's?
Yeah, so I guess we'd be thinking, depending on how, depending on the long-term conditions, so with, say, for example, patients and people who are going through cancer at the moment, there are specialist support services out there, such as Macmillan. So we might be saying those kind of services would probably be a better first option, because they've got kind of multidisciplinary teams, so they've got lots of people with different backgrounds and knowledge and specialists in that team to be able to support that patient fully. So if you've got quite more kind of life-limiting and more severe kind of long-term conditions, then we might be saying checking with your GP first to see if there is a specialist team in that area, and then if not, we can talk about what the next steps could be. And we, you know, have regular contact with the mental health practitioners in the GP surgery. So if patients and people out there are unsure what service would be best for them, sometimes going and seeing their mental health practitioner in the GP surgery could be a first initial step. And then we can liaise with them to also look at what service would be best for that person.
Have you got any case studies?
I mean, we have a lot of referrals through daily for people who have got long-term conditions that are affecting how they're feeling. And lots of people come in with low mood, anxiety, stress, overwhelm, frustration, living with this long-term condition. And just one person comes to mind. We had somebody recently who was referred in with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So that was their long-term condition, which is a respiratory condition. And their main difficulties were difficulty breathing, which would lead to panic attacks and stress, worry and anxiety, understandably. And they were working with the community COPD service at the same time as well, and attending the rehabilitation program for that too. But they attended one of our Living Well with Long-Term Conditions courses. So we run a Living Well with Respiratory Conditions course. And that person attended that course. It's a 6-week course. It's an hour and a half a week. And at the end of that course, the patient provided some feedback and said that the talk was, the course was amazing on every level, that they couldn't kind of fault the support from the therapist, the advice, the empathy, the caring and encouragement for that patient to improve their quality of life and take the steps towards that. So they said that they were really pleased that they came onto that course, accessed that therapy, and by the end of treatment, their anxiety was much more manageable, their breathing was much more manageable, and they were able to kind of relax into daily life a lot more.
And that's the one thing, really, when we're talking about getting help, you have to reach out in the first instance, because there'll be people out there listening to this today that will be suffering and, you know, might be trying to camouflage everything, but you have to reach out. I do have a friend that's actually with talking therapies at the moment and getting help, and they look forward to that call every week, and there's a group of other people, and then they have a private chat afterwards, and they talk about everything that they can't talk to their friends and family about.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, to NHS talking therapies, each session we treat everything confidentially, so that information is just between that therapist and that person. And absolutely, I think sometimes when we feel low or anxious, and when we're living with a long-term condition, we can struggle to share how we're feeling with those around us, and there could be a number of reasons for that. But when we are feeling quite low, we sometimes feel like we are a burden on others, that maybe it would be too much for them, or we might be anxious on how they might receive that. So I always encourage people to talk to their support network. I think it's really important. But alongside, you could have that safe space with us to be able to go through your main difficulties in a space where you know that you're not going to be judged in any way, and that the therapist really wants to, from the bottom of their heart, really help you and support you to with your daily life and how you're feeling. So absolutely, it is about reaching out. And I think sometimes, with especially when we have a long-term condition, our mental health and emotional well-being isn't spoken about enough. We go to our appointments and it's very focused on the physical aspect. So what I mean by that is, what am I eating? What am I drinking? How am I exercising? What medication am I taking? How am I sleeping? It's very physical related. However, there is no health without mental health, and our emotional well-being will dictate how we do all of those things. So if you are struggling with any kind of anxiety, low mood related around your long-term condition, our therapists are here to help you.
Now, is it the same way to get in contact? Is it through the website, Tracy?
Yeah, absolutely. So as Tammy said, if you are struggling, do reach out. As I mentioned earlier, you can call us on 01268 977 171. You can go to our website, betahealthgroup.co.uk, where that chat bot will come up and ask you some questions. And there is a form on the website. And when you have your assessment, which will be in about 5 to 10 days, do tell your clinician, when you're talking to the therapist, that you have a long-term condition, and open up about that, and then they will really be able to point you in the right direction. So it is, please just don't sit there and thinking, oh, another week, I'm not feeling great, I'm feeling quite low. Come to us and try and get that help. It's free. You just reach out, you phone up, and we'll be able to help you.